and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Podcast. My name is Tammy. I'm your host, and I just recently finished recording the previous podcast. And so before you listen to this one, go listen to the last one. So go listen to the one before this about just the finding balance. Because today I'm going to do a continuation, because as I was finishing up that podcast, as I was editing and looking and getting ready to schedule it, I realized that I actually didn't leave you with any helpful tips or helpful ways. Like, I helped you to recognize that your life may or may not be misaligned. And I shared how I fell prey to being misaligned, to feeling overwhelmed, to not putting the first things first in my life. And I was like, okay, well, what am I going to do? What steps do I take when this comes to light? And I was like, you know what? Let me share these with you, because if it helps me, then maybe it'll help you. And I really wanted to make it something a little more fun, because really when I describe my life, when I describe the vision for the future, when I describe my family, I really want us to describe it as joyful and fun. I am a serious person by nature. I'm prior military. All right. That is and a brat. Like, it was bred into me, like seriousness and responsibility, getting things done, getting it on time, being good at what you do and putting your heart into what you do. So it was bred into me. And as an Enneagram 1, when I'm in health, I go to Enneagram 7, which I love having sevens in my life, because they remind me how we can live a serious life and enjoy it. And so I thought I'd have a little fun today, and I'm going to share two acrostics with you of what we need to do, what we get to do. Here's just a way, a fun way, and it'll be easy to remember. It's easy to take with you. But when things are feeling unbalanced, what can you do to recenter, to rebalance, to align with what you want as a person, as a family, as a community, what you want to know is your core values, your priorities. And so the first one is fun. So we're going to start with fun. And the first thing we have to do, and the first step that I took, is I forgave myself. I looked at I even explained how I fell prey to it. It was natural for me. It was easy for me to put work over family, because I was getting results in work, and I don't get pushback when it comes to hanging out with my clients, and I enjoy writing and creating podcasts, and I enjoy talking on summits and all of the things. So it was easy. So I had to forgive myself and give myself some grace of like, and then I also realized that I needed to ask my kids for forgiveness, because if I made them feel like they weren't important to me, that work was more important, then I want to set that right. And I want to set the example to how to ask for forgiveness. And I want to get in that habit of asking for forgiveness when I find out that I've hurt someone. That is something that I just have for myself. And so that's the F, is forgive. The U is uncover the reasons why you fell prey to the trap. I explained I gave you some insight, and there's deeper insight there, deeper reasons. But what happened? What was the slippery slope? What was that slow fade? What was, you know, what was the path? Because when we know what got us to where we are, we know now what to watch for. We know we can put up rumble strips. We can put up some boundaries. We can understand what we're getting from being unbalanced. I was getting the satisfaction from work and growing the business and things like that. And then I also saw that I didn't enjoy it as much because I didn't have my family buy into it either. Like having a client session, it used to, like, my daughter used to be like, "Oh, how was it?" And now she's like, "Oh, you're with a client again." And I don't have that many clients. I do a lot of group things. I do a lot of teaching for other coaches. I do have a few one-on-one clients that I meet with weekly. But overall, it was the busy work that was taking over. It was coming up with trying to come up with real ideas, REEL, not REAL. I can come up with real ideas, but all these things that social media and things that you are quote unquote supposed to do, that really, I don't have to do those. And so I didn't need to. There's helps for that. There's other things we could do. Anyway, so uncovering the reason why I fell into that trap will help me put some boundaries up so it doesn't happen again. One of the things that I did is I put on my calendar every day, and I changed my calendar scheduler to where no one can schedule and I can't schedule after a certain time each day. It's kind of different each day depending on what I already have going on. But by, say, 4 p.m. every day, someone can't jump on my calendar. I have a hard stop. I put a wrap up every day at 3:30, knowing that 3:30 to 4, I will wrap up my day, prepare for the next day, and then I'm done. So that's something that a boundary I put into place to help me so I don't fall back out of alignment. The next is N. So nurture. We can nurture the things that are important to us. When you ask yourself, what can I do to nurture this, or, you know, to like invest and spend quality time with things, then we get to like see it grow. When you put effort into a position, into something, especially when you put it into someone, which here I'm talking about investing and nurturing my relationship with my kids and my family, there will be a return. And so it also will, because there's going to be seasons where work is more stressful, or you have a deadline, or you have a home remodeling project, or you have something that takes away from, you know, what is most important to you. And that happens. That's okay. It's normal. But when you spend time and you nurture the relationships and you nurture what's important to you, stepping away and focusing on something else for a short time makes it, when it's time to go back, it's easy. You can pick up where you left off. They don't feel like they have been abandoned because you've already built that, and they can understand where your priorities are, and they can see that, okay, in this season, I really need to help my daughter. She's doing mock trial. I need to spend less time with my son with his schoolwork and more time with my daughter because mock trial is coming up and she needs my attention there. We need to go through it every day. So that's the FUN acronym. So that's like, start with that, and that you can run through that. And this is something that you can do often. Like when you start feeling imbalanced, okay, like forgive yourself. Understand that we are fallible. We are fallible? Fallible. We do fall. We do make mistakes. We go to the path of least resistance. Then uncover why you fell into the trap. Where was the slow fade? What are those decisions that you made? And for me, it was, I would just schedule one more networking call or one more, well, it wasn't even client calls. It was really like get to know you calls, or it was just different things like learning. Procrastination, my favorite form of procrastination is education. So I would watch some YouTube videos on how to create reels or what reels are. Or I'm working on a different, like a quiz And I really want this fun quiz of how close are you to discovering your purpose? So I would put a lot of effort into the behind the scenes of how, like the idea about that. That's how. And so when you discover that and it's like, okay, what do I need to nurture? All right, today I'm going to be nurturing this ex relationship, or I'm going to nurture this character in my family, like maybe helpfulness or kindness, or there's so many things, so many ways you can take this. But just remember FUN, forgive, uncover, nurture, and just go for it, because we're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to get out of balance. But if we realize it can be that simple to get back into balance, then, well, and then that's like, it takes the pressure off. And it also helps us so we can get back in balance like a lot quicker. So the next one is one of my favorite words, and it's joy. So with this, I was thinking of like, what could we do? So now that we're back into making an effort into our priorities and staying balanced, what can we infuse in our day every day to help us so we don't have to like intentionally jump away? Like we don't go back into those old traps. And so one is jumpstart your journey daily. Every day is a new day. Every morning I can look and say, okay, how can I nurture this relationship? How can I put the first things first? How can I stay connected to my priorities and values? The next one is optimism over obstacles. That's the O. There's obstacles every step of the way. There's always something that's challenging you. There's always something, and it could be an attitude from our children. It could be something at work. Could be a coworker. Could be a traffic ticket. It could be whatever. It could be a bill. It could be it's tax season. It could be a tax bill from a few years ago, which is something that I'm dealing with. And it's like, okay, it's not about me. And optimism over obstacles. It's an opportunity to grow. It's okay to, you don't have to put on rose-colored glasses to be an optimist. You can be a realist and say, okay, where is the good things in this? Or what, when I look at an obstacle, how have I overcome something like this before? That is that's the optimism I'm talking about, is trusting that you can do it. And then why is yield to yes, is you get to choose your actions. You get to say yes, and you get to say no. So when you say yes to something, commit. And then it's okay to say no to things. It's okay to embrace the opportunities and open doors. It's also okay to say no to the things you don't want to do or that does not align with your priorities and values. So when you say yes to things, when you say yes to your priorities and your values, you are on that track of nurturing. Speak of the devil. I'll call my son right after. But yield to the yes. Say yes to new experiences. Say yes to self-care, because that's one area that when we're out of balance, our self-care goes out the window. Say yes to being open to life opportunities, including those obstacles. Sometimes there's really big growth opportunities in them. And then just say yes to personal growth and understanding and grace. Give yourself that gift of saying yes to grace and realizing that every morning we get to start anew. Every moment we can say, okay, you know what? I'm going to reset this. And so joy, jumpstart your journey daily, optimism over obstacles, and yield to yes. If you do those, if you do fun and joy and you infuse those into your life, the chances of going deeply out of balance are less likely. There's always a chance. We are human. We make mistakes. We go down paths that we think are going to go one direction that will help us and help our family. And sometimes we make mistakes and put our effort into something that doesn't result in what we thought it would. It's okay. And we get to do something different. So friend, if you want to know more about discovering your purpose and how to infuse fun and joy into your life, if you want to, you have this more, you have this ambition, but you're afraid that it will get you out of balance, or you don't know how to explore the ambition and your family and have that that work-life balance, join my workshop. We're going to dive into how to discover your purpose and live it, because we're meant to impact. We're meant to have joy. We're meant to have all the fruits of the spirit. And part of that is understanding who we are and how we're wired. So join me in the workshop. I will put the show notes. I'll put a link. It's free. You just have to reserve your spot in order to get all of the details. And well, I can't wait to see you there. I think I'm going to just stop there. If I say anything else, it's going to go into another 10 minutes, and that I don't want to do. But I cannot wait to meet with you, to talk with you, to help you see how your purpose is part of the joy and the fun in your life. You get to live your purpose and have an amazing relationship with your family. You get to live your purpose and feel fulfillment and joy and impact. All right, friend, with that, choose joy until joy chooses you. And I will see you at the workshop, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, bye for now.